Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Love Is Thicker Than Water from Andy Gibb, the fifth most popular song in 1978. It's always fascinating for me to go back and look at those lists of what was popular. 78's a strange year of music.
Does that mean we're going to play Who Sang It tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. I got guests tomorrow. We got Kelvin Sampson.
We do.
I'm coming in. We got Kelvin Sampson tomorrow.
Well, that'll be fun.
We got Joanna. We got a five questions guest. I'm sure we'll spend an hour or so rolling over nicknames. That's all. We're the nickname show. That's about it.
It's okay.
Right now.
People are into it.
With 224 votes cast, here's where we are. From the four nicknames that we've thrown out there. If you don't like them, you know what? Go suck on a lemon.
Okay.
We threw out the four that we like. My two are Metalarks and Flyboys. Your two are Rockhoppers and Visionaries. With 224 in, Metalarks at 38%, Rockhoppers and Flyboys at 30%, Visionaries at 2%. How bad do you feel about that?
I don't
that?
Feel bad at all. I still think it's a good name. It's 2020, and it's a forward-thinking type of endeavor.
You were so
it
excited
makes complete
yesterday.
Sense.
I wish I could go back and see your
it
face.
Was a it's still a perfect name.
Yeah, but I don't even care about that. I'm talking about how excited you were.
It's a thrilling moment.
And yeah. Then just to be to I have not water splashed in your face, water dumped in
I
your
have
face.
Fewer than zero regrets. I'm on the red in regrets.
K-State back from, my goodness, they were down 21 when I
Black,
started
I mean.
Watching. I think they fell down 15-0. Does that sound right at the start of the game?
It was 21-3.
It was 42-21. And West Virginia, Bob Huggins, they don't give up those kinds of leads if he has his kind of team. K-State comes back behind Barry Brown, and that was a huge win for K-State, which is kind of trying to tread water until they can get healthy, for sure get Dean Wade back. And then KU at
one
home against
TCU. One thing just
TCU.
On that Kansas State game, the West Virginia, well, we try not to just
Jeff,
give
if you're a one-trick pony, if that's – no, listen to me.
Certainly is.
If that's all you've got – it's not funny.
It is funny.
But
people
it's all you have.
People love it.
It's all you have.
No, I've got
so
others.
So you will reach into that well every single time West Virginia's brought up. Because
I will.
That's the one time that you feel like, I can make somebody laugh.
No, I make people laugh frequently.
Here's Wichita Baseball 2020's reply to my query. For God's sake, will you go ahead and pick a nickname? Their response to that is, no dates to be determined at this time. We'll, of course, let you know when those things become available. When those things become available, I don't know what that means, but we love you, Wichita Baseball. I can't read all of it on my phone.
Have already over 1,000
Have already
suggestions.
Over 1,000 selections, suggestions, a few thousand. To go through so far. Well, how many more do you need?
I don't know.
Nobody's going to come up with that winning one now if you have a few thousand.
Who knows?
I'm just giving my opinion on that.
Do you think they go through them and throw them away or put them into a separate pile? Or do you think that's how it works?
I think they're overwhelmed at this point.
Do you think I should go in and help them?
No, God, no. We'll end up with...
Rockhoppers. I'm going to be heavily involved with this team somehow.
No, you're not. You're not going to be heavily involved with this team.
I foresee maybe a hitting coach.
You got a full-time job. You got a radio show.
A hitting coach type of role. Or
you don't have any role with any
consultant.
With any team. Nothing. You've got nothing. Mike, you're on the show.
Hey, real quick, it's Wichita related because, believe it or not, L. Ron Hubbard used to live here. Christy Alley's from here. I'm not a big Scientologist fan. Far from it. The Wichita Xenus.
Okay. I don't even. I presume that has to do with Scientology.
Something.
I don't know.
Being.
I don't know.
I don't know a whole lot about Scientology. I'll just admit that.
I don't either. It seems like it's not something I would.
I think he's their higher power, the Z. Or maybe L. Ron himself.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like something I'd need to know. Sean. What's up?
Hey, well, I'm so excited about and in the games. I wanted to hear from you guys. I'll hang up after I ask what matchups are most excited about and if you're nervous at all about the Chiefs matchup.
No, because neither of us are Chiefs fans, Sean.
Come on, man.
You didn't know that?
Sean, I don't get nervous about any game that doesn't involve the St. Louis Cardinals.
I know that you're a Raiders fan. I know you're.
I would not be nervous about the Raiders.
But the Raiders aren't going to be the Raiders for so many years. You might as well just kind of root for the Chiefs in the meantime, right?
No. Thank you, Sean.
But there's no nerves. We can maybe feel.
Listen, I'll go watch that game, and I'll be perfectly fine if the Chiefs win it, unless some Chiefs fan irritates me.
It'll be perfectly fine if they don't.
It's a very high possibility that a Chiefs fan will irritate me.
Why?
Because they're irritating at times.
Well,
all fans are.
Of course. So don't put it on Chiefs fans. Every fan's annoying.
I'm sure wherever I'll be watching the game, and I doubt that I would just sit in my home. I'm probably going to be out and about.
Okay.
Because I'm a man of the people.
Certainly.
And I'll probably be somewhere where there are a ton of Chiefs fans.
I'll probably be at home.
Right, you're not a man of the people.
Watching on the NBC Sports app.
You're not a man of the people.
Correct.
Who told you the other day that I'm a man of the people?
Nobody.
Didn't somebody tell you that?
No.
Really?
No one said that.
Somebody mentioned that about me to someone.
Really?
I can't remember who it was. I need to remember things like that.
Yeah, that's important. Why is my head pulsating? Am I going to die?
Because you've had a horrible 2 days on the show.
Oh, this is concerning.
That's why. You have more health issues.
I don't think it's a health issue. It's life or death, probably.
Dedrick Lawson for KU last night, 31-14, 35 minutes. Big, big, big time player. I like watching him play. He's like a guard in a 6'9 body. He's got so many moves around the basket. He can create space for himself. He can shoot it from the perimeter. He's great around the basket, right or left hand. Rebounds the heck out of it. That's a player.
He's like a poor man's Zion in some instances.
He might. You know what? I love Zion. Give me Dedrick.
Oh, my God. What?
Better player right now.
No, he's not.
Absolutely, he is.
Dedrick's a great player, but come on. Zion is a generational
player. Look up Zion.
There's no need.
No.
We're not going to do the numbers thing because Dedrick Lawson is Kansas. He's all they have offensively on a lot of nights. And Zion's on a team full of superstars.
Well, give me Zion, though. Just do me a favor. Just give me the numbers. Even if you don't want to put any validity into them, I want to compare them. That's all.
It's a stupid argument.
It may be a stupid argument, but I want to make it.
Fine.
Points per game for Zion.
20.9.
19.5. Shooting percentage.
680.
940 for Dedrick.
Yeah. How's that working
rebounds
out?
Rebounds per game.
9.5.
27.3 for Dedrick. Assists.
2.4.
11.9. So see what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's so much better.
I love Dedrick Lawson.
He's okay, you can love him, but he's no Zion.
He's the player in the state of Kansas this year.
Certainly.
If you had to pick a fivesome to put on the floor that are from the state of Kansas, where are you going with that right now?
You probably have to do they have to be healthy?
No.
You'd have Azubuike, Vic, Lawson, Wade, and Stokes would be.
What about Marcus?
Maybe.
About Marcus McDuffie.
You'd think about it.
Over LeGerald Vic.
Potentially.
Potentially, I think you would. I think it'd be Wade, Lawson, Barry Brown, McDuffie, and who else from Kansas?
Azubuike.
There
you go. If you're talking about players that are healthy
right
now.
There you go. There's your five.
No Cam Stokes?
No.
No Cartier Jada?
No. Jeff, I get so...
How easy is it for you to get...
I cannot stand
so easy.
Stuff like that.
Like what?
Where people think they're cool.
Cartier Jada. That's his name.
It drives me crazy.
Sorry.
All right, so we've got apparently several weeks until we get a nickname. And tomorrow's show will include nothing about nicknames. And I'm going to make the same case about Monday's show and Tuesday's show.
All the way into...
The next potential for nickname talk on this show is Wednesday, and I'm going to fight like hell to keep it from happening.
Fair enough.
We stated our case.
But it just gets into that. The listeners are kind of taking over that.
Here's another guy. Anthony Zaleski likes to comment, all of them are bad. Hey, Zaleski, come up with your own name, pal.
Oh, Zaleski's got nothing.
Zaleski never has anything.
Zaleski's a downer on Twitter.
Except to cast stones.
Exactly.
That's all he does. Never an original thought. I'm going to go to the Twitter page of this guy, who we love, by the way.
Do we?
Absolutely. If he listens to the show, just out there spouting off on Twitter.
He makes great brake pads.
His last 400.
Some people will get that.
His last 400 points of activity are to retweet people. Never an original thought. Meanwhile, I'm up here every day throwing out original thoughts.
Same.
You can love them. You can hate them. You can tell me how bad they are, but tomorrow, when I sit in this chair and the clock strikes 4 o'clock, one original thought after the other.
You into the Masked Singer in our final moments of the show?
You know what? I do well on that.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
The Masked Singer. Have you watched it?
No. I do well on it, though.
How?
Because I'd be in a mask singing. That's why.
It's not really how it works, but it kind of is.
We'll wrap it up after this, The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.